We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And I can't not tell you the day. I just know when April the 1st of 1934 come, I wasn't convinced of the willingness. But I know this much, that when the last day of April passed away, bless God, I was convinced that not only God could and had the power to do it, but that He will for me to be healed. And though I didn't have it, I knew it. And you couldn't have taken a baseball bat and said, "Now we're going to beat you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and keep beating on you till you die unless you admit that He's not willing." I just said, "Go ahead and beat me to death. I'll die saying He's willing."
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Many times they don't even look into the book to find out what the book says. Amen. I guess I'm different. But I know this much. When I was on the bed of sickness 47 years ago, 1933, and then 8 months of 1934, 16 months altogether, 8 months of 1933, or almost 9 months of 1933, and a little over 8 months of 1934, 16 months altogether, and I got into the book. I just refused to let my church do my thinking for me. Now, my church had said that this healing is not for us today. That's not God's will for us. Now, God could do it. I mean, He has the power. He's all powerful. He is omnipotent. He can do whatever He wants to. And if He so willed to do it, He could do it. But that's not His will for today. But the more I read the New Testament, the more I was convinced. Now, the reason I stayed 16 months, it took me a long time to get my thinking straightened out. Because my faith wouldn't work. I was like this leper. I believed He could do it, but I doubted His willingness to do it. See? Some preachers in my denomination said, "Well, yes, now God does," because see, they'd seen people that were raised up. "He does heal sometimes if it's His will. So we just have to pray, Lord, heal him if it's Your will. And if it's His will, He will. And if it's not, He won't." And the devil said, "Well, you're one of those that's not His will to heal." And I tried to believe that I wasn't one of those. And I tried my best to believe I'm one of those, that it is His will to heal. But I couldn't get away from it. I believed it. I never doubted it. I never had the least bit of problem about His ability to do it, His power to do it. I was like the leper. He said, "If thou wilt, thou canst." I know you can. I believe you can. But I don't know whether you will or not. See, he doubted His willingness. And that's with me. I was in the same boat. I was in the same boat. Many are in the same boat. Well, you've got to get them out of that boat and get them over into God's boat. Amen. Before you're going to land them on the shore. Are you listening to me? And I can't tell you. I can't. You know, there's some things that, you know, like when you was born again. I can tell you the moment I was born again. I can tell you when I was healed. Got off of that bed. But there's some things in spiritual growth that happen so gradually that you just can't hardly tell when it happened. I know this much, that I struggle with this willingness part from April of 1933 to March. So that was approximately 12 months. To March of 1934. I struggle with that, and that's the thing that held me to the bed. And I can't not tell you the day. I just know when April the 1st of 1934 come, I wasn't convinced of the willingness. But I know this much, that when the last day of April passed away, bless God, I was convinced that not only God could and had the power to do it, but that He will for me to be healed. And though I didn't have it, I knew it. And you couldn't have taken a baseball bat and said, "Now we're going to beat you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and keep beating on you till you die unless you admit that he's not willing. I just said, go ahead and beat me to death. I'll die saying he's willing. Amen. I'll die saying he's willing. And I had to get that settled. Well, then I stayed there another 4 months. Well, how come you stayed there another 4 months? Because you know he's willing now. Well, I couldn't figure out how to turn my faith loose. So simple now until I'm almost embarrassed. But you got to realize when you've had no teaching, nobody's told you anything, it's difficult to follow an unseen teacher. Soon as I found out, it took me 4 months to find out how to get my faith to working. As soon as I got it working, praise God, there I was. I was healed. I knew he was willing to do it all the time. Just like the sinner, he's willing to save him all the time. Why don't he get saved? Well, you don't get just saved just because God's willing to save you. You get saved because you do your part too. Are you listening? All right. Jesus, we know this in another chapter right here in Matthew, the 15th chapter. He speaks of healing as the children's bread. You remember that woman that came on behalf of her daughter, you know, Jesus said, well, you know, you don't take the children's bread and feed it to dogs. And you remember that the woman said, well, the dogs eat the crumbs. But the thought I want to make right now is that he just simply said that healing, Jesus speaks of healing as the children's bread. And I don't want to make this observation. Now, no earthly father, you know, well as I know, no earthly father worthy of the name of being called a father would withhold bread from his children. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Much less our Heavenly Father. Remember what our Heavenly Father said? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask you? You remember this? Jesus taught us to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Didn't he? See, I'm talking about his willingness. But would he teach us to pray for something that wasn't his will? Pray, he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, didn't he? Well, there is no sin or sickness in heaven, for there's nothing that defileth that can enter there. So then, bless God, it is his will, isn't he?
Amen.
It is his will. God desires, believe that now. God desires our bodily healing just as much as he desires our spiritual well-being. Remember the Apostle John prayed for the well-beloved Gaius in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. Now somebody said, well, that was just for this person though that John was praying. Well, he is an apostle. If he's speaking of this grace of the Holy Ghost and that's God's desire for Gaius, that's God's desire for every one of his children. If that's not the case, you ought to turn that chapter out of your Bible or that book out. Amen. No, that's God's desire. Praise God. Praise God. Can you say amen? Amen. I want you to say this out loud because you believe it, not just because I tell you. God wants me well.
God wants me well.
Say that again.
God wants me well.
Say that again. Say that again.
God wants me well.
One more time.
God wants me well.
Hallelujah. Say it like this. It is the will of God.
It is the will of God.
That I be well.
That I be well.
Close your eyes and say that out loud.
It is the will of God that I be well.
Listen to yourself say it again.
It is the will of God that I be well.
Now say this. It is the will of God. That I be well.
I believe that in my heart.
Because I believe that in my heart, I say that with my mouth.
It is the will of God.
That I be well.
I
thank him for that. Now lift your hands and thank him right now. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Well, you see how we miss it, though. People would say, well, I don't know about that, Brother Hagin, but you pray for me, and if it's God's will, he'll heal me. If it's not, he won't. No, see, I would do you an injustice by praying for you, because you would not get healed, and then you'd go away and say, it's not the will of God. We actually should refuse to pray for some people. Somebody said, well, the Bible said pray for them. Well, yeah, you can pray for them. God will open their eyes and help them see the truth. I'm talking about refuse to lay hands on them, anoint with oil, and pray for their healing under certain conditions. You absolutely should refuse.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we are accepting applications for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. And of course for the spring as well. But we will be starting the fall semester in September. It's really, really hard to believe. And you know, one of the new programs that we do have is the music and media
program.
Yes, it is, you know, they learn how, it's a very concentrated program.
Right.
And they learn how to do podcasts, they learn about social media, all kinds of
and
things.
They're together on some of the classes and then they split up and go music or media. And also, they get a computer
that's loaded with
the programs they need for music or the programs that they need for media to do all those things. It is a really great program. And then this year, we are able to give what is called a ministerial degree. Now, don't get this.
It's not with the Department of Education.
Yeah, don't get this mixed up with a degree from Rector University. This is a specialized degree called ministerial degree, and we have an associate's degree. It's 60 hours. Applied studies is a 90-hour degree, and then a bachelor's degree is 120 hours.
Yes.
Here at rbtc.org, if you want to know about it, go there and find out all about it.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's Monday on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.